Curious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. Hi, everyone. In this episode, I will cover medication for mental illnesses. Before I get into this topic, I'd like to update you on what's been going on in my life. So right now, I'm on vacation, actually. I'm in Florida, and I got on an airplane, which was completely... I was so scared, and I really thought I was going to have a panic attack, but I didn't have a panic attack. I was feeling a little anxious, like standing in line in security, and when we took off, I was really anxious, but when I was on the actual airplane, I actually was fine. And I think this was like a really, really big step because, like I told you, if you guys have been following, an airplane is where I had my first panic attack, and I was just anticipating this. Like, I was like, oh my God, I know I'm going to panic. I haven't had one in months, but I know this is going to be the place where I have one. And I'm just really happy that didn't happen, and I get to enjoy my vacation. Well, not really. Actually, yesterday I was getting off my bed and all of a sudden my knee just popped out of place. Like my right knee just, I seen it coming up out of the skin. Like it was like coming up and I just fell to the ground. It was so scary and I had to go to the emergency room and I'm on crutches and I have a knee stabilizer on it. It's kind of horrible timing, but I'm just going to do the best that I can do to enjoy the rest of my vacation. So, and another thing that I'm doing is I'm taking a free online summer class, and it's called The Social Context of Mental Health and Illnesses. It's given by the University of Toronto by Professor Charmaine Williams. It's basically like a free, it's a free online class, and I'm learning about like social determinants to mental illnesses. It's 6 weeks, and once I complete it, I will get a certificate. And I really, really enjoy doing this class. I'm learning a lot, and a lot of what I've like learned about even medication now comes from those lectures. And as you know, before I'm doing a community service fellowship, and I get to work with at-risk middle school youth. And right now, the summer program started July 1st, so I'm in the classrooms helping the teachers out, and then we're going to help with field trips, and it's really great right now because I actually get to be hands-on with the kids. And I also got a new job. I am now the mental health staff writer for socialworkhelper.com, and Social Work Helper is an upcoming magazine providing news, information, and resources relating to social issues, social work, and social justice. And I was contacted to become their mental health staff writer, and I concentrate on generalized anxiety disorder. And my first article is actually up there if you go into the website, socialworkhelper.com, and go under the mental health tab, and you should find my first article. It is called Stand Up Against the Stigma of Mental Illness, The New Normal. So you guys check that out and tell me what you think. All right, let's get into this episode. So like I said, I'm going to be covering medication for mental illnesses. And I feel like the question to medicate or not to medicate has been... Well, I'm sorry, let me take a step back. Before I continue on to this topic, I'd like to clarify and remind you all that I'm not a professional. The comments and these comments are just my personal opinions and thoughts, and they are based on my personal experiences, and they should not be taken as medical advice. And to continue on to that, the question of whether we should take medication for a mental illness has been definitely something that I know a lot of people face and have to really think about and contemplate if it's the best decision for them. For me personally, I felt like it wasn't. I do not take any medication for my anxiety. I never have, and I hopefully never will. I'm not completely shut down to the idea because I feel like if you have to take it, you have to. But me personally right now, I don't think I need it. And what I do instead of the medication is I work out. I eat healthy. I take supplements. The supplements that I take are vitamin B, vitamin D, magnesium, and calcium. And I try this this natural remedy thing called Rescue Remedy, and it's like liquid drops. It's made out of like natural flowers. And I remember during my last semester, I was really anxious during a presentation, and I actually placed like a few drops of it on my tongue, and I just went in and I felt a lot more relaxed. I was still nervous, but I was a lot more relaxed, and I was able to finish the presentation without panicking. And I researched a lot before I started taking it, and it said that, so it's a completely natural, and it said that it may be a placebo effect, but, which I can understand, maybe just you think that if you take it, you'll feel calmer, but I don't really mind. as long as it's natural and it's going to make me calm, then I wouldn't mind. And, also, I really just don't like taking medication for anything. Like, I never take anything for headaches or cramps, because I just feel like I just want to just let my body just react to those things on their own without giving it anything external to do that. And I can't even take birth control, because as soon as I take it, I feel like my anxiety level just skyrockets. And I tried different kinds, and it just doesn't work for me. And my doctor, during the time when I was like trying to figure out if this was anxiety or not, I was placed on several different... Well, my doctor prescribed different medications. Like, I was on one called spironolactone, and it's for, like, hormone levels, because I guess I had, like, my hormone levels were off. And I just remember, like, taking it, and I was like, oh, gosh, this is going to make my anxiety increase, so I stopped. Well, obviously, I talked to my doctor before I stopped, and it was okay. And also, she gave me amitriptyline for headaches, and I just didn't take it because one of the things with me is I fear the side effects. I know a lot of people also fear them, and I just fear that the side effects is going to be worse than the actual anxiety itself, so I'm just like, I'm just not going to take it. And I also have a fear that taking medication is going to make me not feel like myself. Like, I'm not going to just not going to be Julia. And right now I don't feel like, I feel a lot more like myself than I have in a long time. I don't feel I'm anxious. Like, I'm just an anxious person now, but I feel like happy. And I just, like, I don't know. I just feel like medication is going to just affect me and affect the way I am. And I just didn't want that. And one thing that was real, that I started to realize that I have a disbelief in medication for my personal anxiety, and I just convinced myself that it wasn't going to work, so I just, like, acted on that. And so, you know, that meds are the primary treatment for mental illnesses, and the thing to think about is that, like, getting rid of the symptom is not the only thing in treatment. I feel like there's so much more to not having a panic attack anymore. Like, you want to feel like yourself. You want to feel alive. And I just felt like I wanted to feel alive and free, and medication wasn't going to give that to me. And a lot of the times, like, I've learned that some of the medications that the doctors prescribe would leave one symptom but then cause another. That's one of the main reasons why I was just like, I can't go through that. And it makes you feel like you can handle emotions better, but then if you think about it, it also eliminates your emotions. So what is there to handle? Like, you know, it makes you feel so numb and you won't have any more emotions to deal with. And I just didn't want to go through the process. Taking medication is a whole trial and error process. You get prescribed a medication and at a certain dosage and you take it. And I think, what is it about, like, maybe 3 months that you see if it, I don't know, is it 3 months? Yeah, so you wait about, like, 3 months, you guys can, don't quote me on that, 3 months to see if it actually helps, and during that time, you can be having all these, like, side effects that are really horrible, and then the doctor can either up your dosage, down your dosage, or prescribe something else, and it's just, like, an ongoing cycle. And I just really didn't want to go through that. And I know, like, I remember when I actually thought about it, the therapist that I was seeing at the time was telling me about that, and I was just like, oh, like, I really, like, and then you have to think about people have to go to work and school. Like, how can you do all of this while being on so many different medications and trying different things? Like, it's just, I don't know, I just didn't want to put myself through that. And I just also noticed that there were times when my anxiety was really bad, I was like, I really wish I was on medication. I want that pill to just take and make this all go away. And I didn't realize that it doesn't work like that. That pill is not going to make everything go away. It's not going to make everything better. It's really more of a mental strength. I felt like the reason why I'm not on medication now is because I believed in my mental strength. I really knew that I can fight this without the medication, that I can really try all these natural remedies or just have the mentality it takes to just to really recover from my anxiety. And I'm not saying that people who take medication for their mental illnesses aren't strong, because they definitely are. And it's just different things work for different people. And a lot of times medications can be good for people who have mental illnesses if you understand your illness and understand your need for treatment. And just being prescribed something, just taking it without really understanding it can't really help you in the long run, because you're not going to really know what you're getting yourself into. That's what I really suggest: getting different opinions and doing your research before you start anything. Another thing that is really important is to trust your doctor. I think one reason why I didn't take the medication that the doctor prescribed, like even for the headaches or the hormones, the birth control, any of the other stuff, was because I didn't really trust the doctor. Because if I really did, I'd be like, okay, this doctor is doing this for my own benefit. I should take it and at least try it out. And having trust in your doctor can really help you with your treatment, because you're going to really believe that this might work. And even if it doesn't, you're going to believe that the doctor will find out something, will find something that will. So I think that's really important to think about when you're getting into deciding if you want to take medication or not. And like I said, everyone's body is different. So we must learn how to figure out the best treatment for you. Some can go the natural way, like I have, taking just natural supplements and exercising, eating healthy, which those things are really good for people even if you do take medication. Eating healthy, exercising, taking vitamins, that's doing healthy things, is really good for your mental health. And I definitely suggest that even if you take medication for anxiety or depression or any mental illness that you have. But in the long run, it's all about finding what works best for you and what's going to help you be the best person that you can be. Like always, I'm going to end this podcast by reading some responses I got from a question I posted on my blog. The question is, what role does medication play in your mental health? Is it more beneficial or detrimental? I take natural supplements, and they have helped my mental health tremendously. They're taken every day, 3 times a day, right on schedule. I feel less stressed, and I think I have a better ability to communicate with people. It also makes me feel more in control of my life. I have some stability. The supplements have honestly improved my anxiety so much. And the supplements that she takes is fish oil and St. John's wort. Detrimental. Trying my 11th one now. So far, none has worked, and it's exhausting to go on and off so many. It's just a blur of medications. It's beneficial for me. They allow me to forget the things that bother me and enjoy current events. It's a mixture of both. One day I feel numb, and the next I just feel everything and break down. So as you can see, I've gotten a lot more, and they're really mixed. Like, some people feel like the medication really helps them. Some feel like they don't. Sometimes also feel like it helps sometimes, it doesn't help on other times. And some people like to go the natural route. And like I said, it just all depends on yourself and what you're willing to try, what really works for your own body. And like I said, don't take this podcast as medical advice. Just if you're thinking about going into medication for your anxiety or whatever mental illness you have, just really make sure you talk to your doctor and find the one that's right for you. So I'd like to send some thank you shout outs. I'd like to thank my audio consultant, Jean, the music composer, Elise, my followers on Tumblr, and those who answered this episode's question. The next question is, how can high school or colleges help students with mental illnesses so that they don't feel like they have no options but to withdraw? To answer this question, you can email me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com, And you can also find me on Twitter at Anxious Survivor. And don't forget, for those of you who listen to this podcast, to subscribe, rate, and comment. Anyone who does this and emails me can be entered into my mental health giveaway that I'll be doing at the end of the summer. Just thank you all for listening. Hope you all tune in next time.